A problem. I think that's Chad's problem. We've got a problem. You don't love me anymore. Chad, what's up with that? Let's just have, you know, some meaningful political disagreements and quit looking in the rear view. Folks, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Give us a buzz. We're talking about the reset, the moving forward, trying to do so with the core of what truly concerned voters, which I will never disrespect. Like, there's some things that need to be challenged and talked about, and that is, you know, the political weaponization of racism in this country. It is a tale as old as time, right, of misogynoir, of sexism. But the thing that's coming across so clearly to me, like, in large blinking letters, is people don't think the system is working for them. They don't feel like they are financially being treated fairly. And by being treated fairly, what do I mean? Nobody likes the fact that billionaires pay less tax than regular people do. Like, that's stupid. We haven't raised the minimum wage since 2009. The minimum wage equates to $15,000 a year. That's stupid. Like, if we're all about bootstraps and hard work, and we say to people that the social contract is if you're willing to work hard, you should be able to live in some baseline dignity. You shouldn't have to worry about housing and food and medical care. Well, we can make that true. We can just make it so. We care about free markets and active competition, and yet in almost every industry, we're seeing monopolization and consolidation, which enables price gouging and price fixing and all sorts of anti-competitive behaviors. We've got an information ecosystem that allows garbage to get algorithmically promoted because garbage is interesting. I mean, for real, garbage is interesting. It just is. But here, again, I want to sort of reintroduce myself to you. And I'm not going to apologize. Maybe, you know, I was talking about my old segment, Maggie and the Millionaires Talk Money. I think I don't apologize for that content. We're right freaking on. Right information. Bad message, bad messenger. Truth. Right? My new measure of is a democracy succeeding is this. Are we treating the middle class and working people fairly by every meaningful metric? Are life expectancies for regular people going up or down? Is literacy going up or down? Do the things that we all universally, at least nearly universally, agree on, are we seeing those things come into legislation, be enacted into law? And if they're not, and we see institutions not acting in the best interest as measured by pick your metric, then that's not a successful and healthy democracy. I see an extreme Supreme Court. Not healthy for democracy. Weakening confidence in institutions. Not healthy for democracy. But the reason that faith in those institutions is low is because I believe people accurately are perceiving that the institutions aren't putting forward their best interests. And I truly do not believe that that is partisan. The political elites have taught us that it's partisan. It's not. A working family farmer in Rhinelander has more in common with a young black guy working at McDonald's than he does with Elon Musk or Donald Trump, for sure. 1,000%. That working farmer who's worried about whether or not he's going to be able to keep his farm and make the payments that he needs to and buy the new equipment, he's got more in common with a young woman who has an unwanted pregnancy than he does with Elon Musk and Donald Trump. Gentleman or lady from the 414 saying, I'm middle class. I'm doing just fine. I don't need no government handout. Well, then neither does Elon Musk, my brother or sister. So why are we giving Elon Musk a government handout? Why does he pay a lower effective tax rate than you do? You might be doing fine, but do you want to do better? I mean, basic. I refuse to be victimized. Do you? I refuse to be suckered. I refuse to be the mark in the long con. I'm going to put it in this terms. This is not about liberal and conservative. This is about the longest con that has ever existed, and that is to shoplift out of your family's mouth and your pocketbook to put it in the pockets of the richest of the rich, Jeff Bezos included. I don't care if a billionaire says they're a Republican or a Democrat. I'm going to go, I don't trust you. Because I don't think anybody gets to be a billionaire without some probably pretty exploitative and shady behavior. Mike from Colorado, what's up? You're on the Maggie Dawn Show. What say you, friend?
Yeah, thank you, Maggie. I'm actually a first-time caller. Thank you so much. I'm watching you on YouTube. So, I just had a couple of quick points. You know, first of all, I wanted to mention this because I've heard it talked about a couple times, most notably, I think, on Rachel Maddow's show. But John Roberts, I think his role in all of this is kind of going under realized. First of all, you know, he gave Trump the blanket immunity as far as, what constitutes official acts as president. Second of all, he allowed him to go back on the ballot in, I believe, multiple states. I know in Colorado specifically also. So I think that another kind of interesting tie-in with that is he's shifted from being more of a moderate justice to a conservative, conservative justice in the past years. And essentially, you know, what I have seen him do is he bet on Trump to win. He bet on Trump. He thought he was going to win. And now he's that conservative supermajority on the Supreme Court. So he's going to have more pull and power because he essentially gave Trump the ability, more ability to be president. That's the first point. The second point I was going to make real quick, and then I'll hop off here. The Democrats not disputing what the Republicans were pushing. When the Republicans were talking about, well, the trans agenda, right? Oh, your kids are going to go to school and they're going to come home.
Yeah, they needed to. Sorry, Mike, we're running out of time here, my friend. They needed to punch back hard on that because that's all garbage. I mean, literally, it's all garbage. It's lies. Like, there's not a lunch line or a line outside the nurse's office for gender reassignment surgeries. I mean, get real. We got to take a quick break. I'll be right back. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Dr. Lyerly is next.